SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au. Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
हर ऑस्ट्रेलियन इस बात से परिचित नहीं है कि हमारी राजनीतिक प्रणाली कैसे काम करती है। प्रवासी कुछ ऐसे देशों से आए हैं जहां पर मतदान वैकल्पिक था, या शायद ऐसी जगह से जहां राजनीतिक भागीदारी को हतोत्साहित किया जाता है। तो आइए SBS Examines के इस एपिसोड में एक नज़र डालते हैं कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया में विविध समुदाय राजनीति को कैसे देखते हैं।
Zero. There's no political literacy.
दाई ले सिडनी के दक्षिण पश्चिम में फाउलर की स्वतंत्र सदस्य हैं और वो कहती हैं कि उनके समुदाय में राजनीतिक साक्षरता की कमी है। तो इसके कारण कुछ प्रवासी, खासतौर पर वियतनामी समुदाय, लगातार एक ही तरह से मतदान करते आ रहे हैं। उन्हें ये नहीं पता कि दूसरा विकल्प भी हो सकता है।
The only party that they knew was the Labor Party out here in Fowler. They didn't know anybody else. There's no competition. People were just going by the same thing over and over, and you probably didn't know that you can actually have another choice. So until we gave them a choice, voting behavior started to shift over to an independent, and they're seeing that, oh my God, actually things are getting done, having somebody else who's not part of a major party.
दाई कहती हैं कि उनके मतदाता पारंपरिक राजनीतिक मतदान जैसे कि वामपंथी और दक्षिणपंथी की परवाह नहीं करते। उन्होंने कहा कि इस चुनाव में उनके निर्वाचन क्षेत्र में प्रवासी समुदाय का ध्यान जीवन यापन की लागत पर केंद्रित है।
Energy bills, insurance costs, food has gone up, you know, rent, interest rates, that's impacting how they run their businesses, how they raise their families. These are issues, and I hear that, how do I try and fix that for our communities?
Australia bhar mein chini aur dakshin asiayi samuday tezi se badh raha hai. University of New South Wales ki associate professor Sukhmani Khurana ne in samudayon mein rajneetik saksharta और भागीदारी की दरों पर शोध किया। इस सर्वेक्षण से मुख्य निष्कर्ष ये निकला कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया की मतदान प्रणाली में उनकी समझ लगभग 50% थी।
I think the main takeaway from this survey was, despite a number of these people having lived in Australia for over 10 years and 70% of Australian citizens, their understanding of Australia's voting systems was around 50%. Of course, people will try and compare it with the general Australian population, but I think there are different samples altogether because these people haven't been to primary school or secondary school in Australia.
Associate Professor Khurana ne kaha ki focus samuhon se ye baat samne aayi ki in samudayon mein राजनीतिक और मीडिया के जानकार लोग आपसी समझ को बढ़ावा देने और गलत और भ्रामक सूचनाओं को दूर करने के लिए मध्यस्थ के रूप में काम कर रहे थे।
So the 50% might look really horrifying to think about all these people who don't understand Australia's voting system completely, yet they're in a system which has compulsory voting. But the flip side is there's also really politically active, politically literate, media savvy individuals in these groups who are trying to work on and tackle that problem.
Mohib Iqbal Afghani samudaya ka hissa hain. Unhe lagta hai vivid samudaya rajneetik spectrum ke ek hi paksh ki taraf jhukte hain.
I would say there is quite a representation on both sides, but I would say that might be slightly tilted towards the left. I think the humanitarian, equity, multiculturalism language that could be found on the left is more accommodating and people feel more comfortable. But that doesn't mean everyone is on this side. Like
Mohib ka kehna hai ki rajneetaon dwara istemal ki jane wali bhasha bahut hi mahatvapurn hai. Kise vote dena hai? इसका चयन करते समय अफगानी समुदायों के लिए दो प्रमुख मुद्दे हैं, प्रवासन और आर्थिक अवसर।
Each party's approach to humanitarian visas and family reunion is an important issue to people.
उधर दाई का कहना है कि इस चुनाव में उनके समुदाय में भी प्रवासन नीतियां एक मुद्दा है।
We've had about over 10,000 refugees resettled here, and that 10,000 were just put in our city with no additional infrastructure, public transport, roads, houses, schools, health, jobs. That then would create tension in the community about why is it our hospital so crowded? Why is it our school so crowded? The reaction out of that is to stop migration, and that's what we're seeing at the moment. And that is as a result of poor planning for a multicultural community.
दाई का कहना है कि प्रमुख पार्टियां प्रवासियों के दृष्टिकोण को ध्यान में नहीं रखती, लेकिन उन्हें आकर्षित करने का प्रयास करती हैं। प्रोफेसर खोराना कहती हैं कि एशियाई प्रवासी समुदाय मुद्दों पर वोट करते हैं और इस कारण से वो परिणाम पर प्रभाव भी डालते हैं।
Political allegiance in Asian Australian communities isn't as pronounced. That has been borne out since the 2019 election data. It does move around, it does shift around from Labor to Liberal, depending on what is happening in that particular election campaign. And we did find how their countries of origin were being talked about was important for, say, the Chinese origin communities. But there were also shared issues that they were voting on, like the reputation of the candidate as well as policies.
वो आशा करती हैं कि ऑस्ट्रेलियाई राजनीतिक दल उनके शोध का उपयोग करेंगे और प्रवासियों को ऑस्ट्रेलिया की चुनाव प्रणाली के काम करने के तरीके को समझने में मदद करेंगे।
I think the biggest takeaway that Australian political parties could use from this research is to use the community experts to really leverage that community expertise. And they can be real intermediaries between the political parties and the communities at the grassroots level in terms of trying to understand what their genuine concerns are and communicating with people.
SBS Examines के इस एपिसोड को एलेक्स डार्नी और ओलिविया डिओरियो और SBS हिंदी के लिए अनीता बरार ने प्रस्तुत किया। अधिक जानकारी के लिए sbs.com.au/sbsexamines पर जाएं। हमसे जुड़िए जब आप चाहें। SBS हिंदी पॉडकास्ट कलेक्शन, SBS ऑडियो ऐप, SBS साउथ एशियन के यूट्यूब चैनल, फेसबुक या इंस्टाग्राम पर आप हमें लाइव सुन सकते हैं हर शाम 5 बजे डिजिटल रेडियो टीवी चैनल 305, SBS ऑन डिमांड या हमारी वेबसाइट sbs.com.au/hindi पर।